I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Nothing will come in between me and my workout. Why? Because I value me. I value my body. I value my children enough to give them the best version of me. I want those girls... I want those kids and my nieces and my nephews and everyone, I want them looking up to me as their role model, not the Kardashians. What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host, and today's episode is different. You guys are going to get a little bit different experience today, and we're going to dive all into that. I cannot wait to share with you what our topic is about. But first, I want to remind you guys that we have an incredible offer from Dr. Stephen Cabral, and we're offering this 21-day challenge and detox because I got to ask, are you guys still struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Have you seen other like detoxes on the market and you're like, is this good? Is that good? Because I know I get asked a lot. Melissa, how do I detox? Do I do lemon water? What do I do? You guys, there's a lot of crap out there, and you want to make sure that you are getting the best ingredients, that you have people to turn to and a community to guide you through this, because you don't want to be putting junk in your body. So if you are tired of trying just the fad diets and juice cleanses, and you're just always disappointed, you guys, you have to look at the underlying root cause that's holding you back, you know, because it's in your liver. Your liver filters all the blood in your body every 6 minutes. Did you know that? 6 minutes. But with the influx of like toxins in our environment, our livers cannot keep up and our bodies have no choice but to store it. Yep, they store the toxins away in our fat cells, organs, and even our brains. So they are not floating around in our bloodstream. Our bodies are pretty smart. But over time, this toxic buildup, it begins to cause symptoms of poor health and eventually can lead to all types of dis-ease in the body. And Dr. Cabral's detox is a comprehensive full body functional medicine detoxification system. Say that 10 times fast. And it gently removes and eliminates harmful toxins. And then it rebalances the body at an underlying root cause level. It's beautiful. Some of the benefits of this 21-day detox: decrease bloating and puffiness, lose weight, speed up metabolism, rebalance your hormones, reset healthy inflammation levels, get clearer skin, enjoy healthy blood sugar, increase energy, improve sleep, strengthen digestion, like all of it, you guys. And this is your chance to hit the whole body reset button and get guaranteed results. So just for you guys, the Bomb Mom listeners, you have the option to purchase the 21-day detox at $100 off, or you can do a 7-day detox at $20 off. Just visit stephencabral.com/Melissa. There you can take advantage of all these special offers. But now we are diving into this episode. I'm not going to lie. I'm on fire. This episode could hurt some of your feelings. No, for real. Like, I am going off. So today's different. You guys know I run the program Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. No surprise, no shock. Bomb Mom podcast, Bomb Mom program. And my program isn't just about meal plan, workouts, boom, done. No. We're changing your entire life, okay? And you're like, oh my God, is this another commercial? No. Listen, keep listening. When you start working on you, you have to look at how you value yourself. If you do not value you, if your self-love and your self-confidence isn't in the right place, there is no way that you are going to value your workouts, your nutrition, your sleep, your hustle, your grind, everything. This is different. This is eye-opening for people when I start talking about this because most people have no idea that this was even a problem. Today's podcast, you guys are going to hear one of my lives. I call them daily revelations, daily revs. And I go live in my group just about every single day. And I have a different message. We're talking about different things. And this one, I am hitting hard on why it's so important to value yourself. Why that matters in this overall health and fitness journey. And I talk to a lot of women a week, like a lot. Maybe 10% are a fit for my program. Most people, unfortunately, are looking for a Band-Aid. They're just like, no, I just need to get this weight off. You know, it's great, Melissa. I love what you're doing, but like, I just don't need all that. And I beg to differ. I use my program and I need it. And I'm pretty fit. I've got my shit together and I still use it. So when I talk to someone and they're 30 pounds overweight and they're tired and they have no energy and no sex drive and, you know, their marriage is okay, but it's like, I'm just getting by. And these women are just like living this just getting by life. And I'm like, oh my God, and how is that working out for you? And they're like, you know, it's not. And then when I push them to go next level, go next step, let's dive deeper into this, they're not ready. And people are trying to make change and become this new person without doing the work on the inside. And that will end in disaster every single time. And people will be like, no, that's not true. Like, I did this boot camp and I lost, you know, 30 pounds in 6 weeks and I got results, you know, and that was kind of all outside work. But I'm going to push back and I'm going to say, yeah, but did it stay off? Where are you at now? And it's like 90% of them are like, no, I gained it all back. And then some, or they're like, hell no. You know, the first day after that 6 week challenge ended, I binged. I couldn't wait to eat real food. I was so over chicken and asparagus. They did no work on the inside and they only made it to the gym because they were paying for it. They didn't make it to the gym because they valued themselves. They didn't do the work because they are like, oh my God, I'm worth it. Yes. And I'm showing up. Your self-love, your self-confidence, it's everything. And I tell women all the time, every day, if I don't get you mentally fit as well as physically fit, your results will never last. There's probably so many people listening to that. And they're like, she does say it every day. She said that to me yesterday. You have to do the work on the inside, not just the outside. And these are things that the infomercials and things like that, they won't tell you. They're not going to reveal this to you because most of them haven't done the work themselves. So I want you guys to start taking a look at the big picture. And when you tell someone, you know, your spouse, your significant other, a trainer, me, maybe a phone call, me, your friend of like, oh my God, I got to do something about this because I'm miserable. Like, I don't even like the way I look in the mirror. I'm not even in pictures. And if I am in pictures, I'm hiding behind my kid. That's a problem, you guys. And when you say these things, you know, how serious are you? How serious are you about making a change? Because anyone can say the words. And a lot of people do. Oh, I'm miserable. I need to do something. No, I got a gym membership, but I just got to start using it. Uh-huh. Yes, that's all very true. But if you just start going to the gym, is that training your brain? Is that training you on the inside? Is that helping you see your value so you keep showing up? And again, this episode is real, so I hope you are ready for it. Now, we're going to dive into this, but first, you guys, please make sure you hit those three little buttons in the top right corner. Hit subscribe. Actually subscribe to this podcast. It still amazes me how many people forget that. Second, rate and review. It's huge. You guys, it's like leaving me the biggest tip in the tip jar. Also, if you want to know more about my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, go to melissavogelfitness.com/bombmom. Enter in your email, get my email blast. You can also get a free course. Same thing, melissavogelfitness.com/course. There's ways to just stay connected with me. Sign up. And then also, we have swag. So if you want to feel inspired on what's on your shirt or your sweatshirt, and you're like, yes, I want to be a bomb mom. I want to represent. I want to do this for me. Check out the link in the show notes to our swag. And then last but not least, if you really do want to start moving and grooving, book a call with me. Let's see if my program's a fit. Or you could always jump into one of our challenges. You have a lot of options. All right. I hope you're ready. Enjoy the show.
You guys have to tell me if you seriously get sick of my car lives and me being in the car and like every day it's just Melissa in the same like background and scenery. You guys get sick of the whole scenery thing and me being in the car every day. But for those of you that are new to the group, the car is my special. It's my sacred place. It's where I do a lot of thinking, feeling, all the things, because it's probably my only alone time. This walk from here to the door is the hardest part of my day. I will fully admit that. Getting out of this car is like just, oh my God, the door is like a million pounds and I can't get out to go start that workout. A lot of people misunderstand me. That's how we're going to word it. And they think like, oh my God, Melissa loves working out and she like does all the things and it's just so easy for her. Like, oh my God, must be nice to be motivated. Must be nice to, you know. And they try and take away from me the hard work it is to actually get my butt from this car into that door. But I just use all of that. And I think that's what makes me a better coach and a better trainer because like, I understand it. I get your crap. I get it with you guys. I want to say too, that when we went through COVID and we weren't going anywhere and stuff, all I wanted was my car lives back. Like that's, I'm like, I just want to do a car live and we're not going anywhere. So I can't. So every car live that I do, I'm like, ah, I get to do a car live. So hopefully you guys are getting sick of it, but it's just me. Same girl. Probably wearing another, yeah, Bob Mom sweatshirt because I have like 30,000 of them and I love them all and just either the same hat or a different hat. But these moments are really, really important to me because it is me taking a second for myself. It is me toughening that muscle of you can make it into that gym. You came this far. You're not going to sit here. And I have a moment. I really do have a moment where I have to decide. I can recline this seat and go to sleep. No one would even know. It's like that TikTok or the reels, you know, like who would know? Who's going to know? How would they know? If I like laid this back down and just went to sleep and then drove back home in an hour and a half, no one would know but me. But I am choosing to put me first, to decide to get my butt up and move and get in that gym. And I share these struggles with you because you have to remember, you have to decide, like I said the other day, are you hurt or are you injured when it comes to things like that? Can I really push through this or I don't want to screw myself up? Like, no, seriously, don't. Like, what are you thinking? And you have to decide this every day, all the time. This month, we are talking about the value. Valentine's. Valuing yourself. Do you value yourself and your time and your workouts enough to commit to them this entire month? It's not about, oh my God, I don't have enough time to work out, or I don't have the motivation, or I don't feel inspired today, or it's not about that. It's about you valuing you enough to be like, no, I have so much value in this and in me that like no one's gonna stop me. What do you value? Because what you value, and like I always say, what you hold sacred, like what's really important to you? What holds value to you? What's priceless to you? That, my friends, is what's going to take you to the next level and finding that value in yourself. Because when you value you, you teach your kids how to value themselves and they don't put up with crap. But when you value you, you show up for you. If you are struggling to show up for you, awesome. You don't have yourself up here on the list of valueism, not a real word, totally making that up. But here's our list of valueism. You're not up here yet. You're probably down here somewhere, right? Admit it. It's fine. You can. Melissa, you're right. I love myself. I don't think I'm a piece of crap. I don't think I'm a piece of crap mom. Like none of that. I just don't know where I'm at on the value scale. This month, we're going to open your eyes up to that. We want you doing extra. I want you doing extra cardio. You're going to start off next week adding squats, real squats, not crappy little 1, 2, 3. And then we're going to add in push-ups and sit-ups down the road. And I still want you building on your squats, real push-ups, real sit-ups. Okay. And it's that extra. It's going for you. It's valuing you. We're going to help you lift up your value. But first, you have to remember, it's not about you being motivated. It's not about you feeling inspired today. It's not about you like having the right workouts or like figuring out your nutrition. Like all that's important. Yes. And like when we can all put in a package and tie a bow on it, we're like, yeah, I have it all. Awesome. But what it really comes down to, and this is why we cover Mindset Week and self-love and emotion and talk and all the things in your onboarding. That's why it's part of it. It all boils down to, where are you at on your value scale? Do you value you? Do you value your workouts? And here's a really tough question. Do you value you more than your kids, more than your marriage, more than your spouse, more than your job? That's a tough question. Because you're like, I don't know what the right answer is. Is it okay to say that I value me more than I do my children? And I'll answer it for you myself. Yes, I value me and my time more than them sometimes. A lot of the time I put them first and stuff, but then there's a big part of me that values me first. Why? Because if I know I'm up here and I'm taken care of and my God, I am strong and I am fit and I'm healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and with my body, that gives them the best example, mom, wife, partner, sex, energy, support, motivation for them. Me putting me up here and putting me above them gives them the world.
I want to thank Melissa so much for allowing me to share this with her community. This is Dr. Stephen Cabral. I'm a board certified doctor of naturopathy. I run one of the largest functional medicine practices in the world where we've helped over 250,000 people to get well or lose the weight or live longer, stronger. And all of those programs start with one foundation, and that is the 7, 14, or 21 day functional medicine detox. And the reason we start here is that it enables whatever individual protocol you do after that or diet plan to actually stick that much better. Because if you don't hit the reset button on the body, if you don't help to clean up the blood, if you're not able to rebalance healthy levels of inflammation and blood sugar and hormones, it's just difficult to be able to make results of whatever exercise, nutrition, or other program you're trying right now. Again, this is why it's been so successful, but please do not take my word for it. Head on over to StephenCabral.com/Melissa. You'll be able to find out all the details of the program and why we guarantee it. And now well over 100,000 people have gone through it. So it'll do the work for you. It really will. You just want to be able to work that plan. For all of the details, head on over to StephenCabral.com/Melissa.
And putting me above them gives them the world. But it's so backwards. It's so backwards. Because we're like, no, I gotta like be there for them and do this every day and give. That's how I'm a good mom. And I sacrifice. Ooh, that word, sacrifice. I sacrifice myself for them. I see this a lot. Women sacrifice them being here, like financially. Can't take it away from the family. I can't go spend money on a fitness group and workouts and coaches and stuff because that takes away from the family. Literally had someone say that to me on the call this morning. She's like, yeah, I feel guilty. I just can't use the money towards myself when I know that could be money, good money going towards the kids or their sports or like whatever. And I was like, oh girl, can we dive into that for a minute? Sacrificing? Uh-uh. How's that working out for them? How's that working out for you? You are constantly sacrificing you for them. Right now, short term, it's like, okay, I'll take you to practice and then I don't get to work out, or you know, I'm going to stay up late and help you make that art project, or I'm going to stay up and I'll do that for you. And then when I could have been working out, or like, I'm going to stay up late, which means now I'm not going to be able to get up at 5 a.m. to do my workout because I had to help them, or like there's so much sacrifice. But we think like, no, this is what good moms do. They sacrifice. and we take the scraps and we eat the cold meal and we eat standing up and we don't sit down and we go to every practice and we cheer them on and we get fat because we're sacrificing our body for our kids. Yeah, I said the F word. And then we get fat and we're unhappy and we're depressed and we're like, I don't know why I feel like I'm depressed. I don't know why I don't have a sex drive. I'm just getting older. And then we blame age. Yeah, I'm just getting older. You know, it's just what happens. My mom went through it. Girl, you keep sacrificing you and you get fat and you get depressed and you don't have a sex drive and you're not doing anything for you to recharge that battery? What you gonna do when those kids are grown? You're gonna blink and your toddler is gonna be 16. Just saying. Then what's your life gonna look like? How are you gonna be a model for that teen? What's your marriage gonna look like by then? What are you gonna look like by then? What's your teen gonna look like by then? After 16 years of seeing and what you do, what kind of mom do you think she's gonna grow up to be? Or husband? Like all these things, what you do now affects all of that. So be very careful of how you sacrifice, what you sacrifice. I'm not saying don't sacrifice. Like, I sacrifice for my kids all the time. I can't tell you the last time I've had new workout shoes. I'm making these things last until they die on me. I can't tell you the last time I got like new leggings or like there's so many things. I think I said this the other day. I can't tell you the last time I got a manicure and a pedicure because like I have that, well, that's money I could be. So I get it. When women say this to me on the calls or you guys are like, oh, maybe I should leave because I don't want to waste money and we could use that towards the family and blah, 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 you know, like, I get it. I do it. But you got to be careful. I will freaking like do whatever I need to do to make my workouts happen, to be able to pay for this gym membership. And if I can't, like I'll find some other way to like do it. Nothing will come in between me and my workout. Why? Because I value me. I value my body. I value my children enough to give them the best version of me. I want those girls. I want those kids and my nieces and my nephews and everyone. I want them looking up to me as their role model. Not the Kardashians, not TikTok people. Who do you want your children to look up to? Who do you want your kids to be their role model? There's so many things on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day cards and stuff. And we think it's so sweet. And I'll never forget this one when my daughter was like probably 5 or something. And it was the sweetest thing. And I remember I used to write these for my mom. And then I'm gonna end on this. And like, it was all about my mom gives and does so much for me and she stayed up and thank you mom for, I like stayed up one night and made, remember those knot blankets that were like a huge thing years ago and it was like just 2 felt pieces and you just tied knots and I like had to be like 10 of them and I stayed up and I felt like crap and I didn't work out that day. Like I'll never forget this. And like her sweet little Valentine to me at school was like, I know you love me and I love you because you do so much for me and you give so much to me. And I'm like, and then I'm like, and that was one of the turning points for me in building this program. And like, I mean, that's great. Yeah, I'm so glad that my kids see that I do everything for them and love them. But now my kids' cards to me, mom, you are the best role model ever. I hope I grow up and I'm as strong as you are and as bold as you are. And like, you are my role model. Am I bragging right now? I don't know. I don't care either. But like my kids, if they had to write a report on who they look up to, and who their role model is and why, they'll pick me. They see me get up Saturday mornings and get my workouts in. They see me making the right food choices and they see me having fun. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent now. It's all connected, but they see me sacrifice sleep sometimes for my workouts. They see me sacrifice fun hours or, you know, things like that. Like, especially like if we go on vacation, like I could be doing this, but like, nope, mom's going to go do this and then come back. They see how hard I work. They see how hard I try. They see my grind. You can't fake that stuff. You can't make that stuff up. You can't teach that and show your kids that. I'm just going to say it. If you're a lazy piece of crap. Like, I'm a little on fire today, if you can't tell. I've had a lot of phone calls today and I'm just like, oh, this is so interesting. Value yourself. And if you don't, and if you don't know how, communicate that with us. Show us ideas and ways of how you're not valuing yourself so we can help you show up. My kids ask me why I haven't been to the gym. If I miss a few days, they know that I go at 8 at night. I love it. They're seeing this habit and pattern. And Christy, when those kids are grown and like when they're 20, they're going to be like, no, we just go to the gym. Like, we fit it in. It's we brush our teeth, we eat food, and we go to the gym. Like, that's norm. That's cool. Have the transformation and work so hard and show them how to value themselves so they get on the right path, you get what you want, and you improve your relationship all in the same blow. Learn how to value yourself. If you're struggling with this, I want to know. I want you to put it in the comments. I want you to do a post because this month is all about the value. Where are you at? And this is hard to break. I mean, we're talking generations for people. I am Hispanic. I come from a Mexican family. And you better believe that my main role, according to my parents and my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and like everyone, is to be home feeding those kids, taking care of them. That is my number one job. And if there's anything else extra left over, okay, then you can do you. There are so many people in my family that have a problem with me being loud and independent female. Oh God, you do not get divorced in a Hispanic family. You stick it out. You stand by your man. And God forbid, I'm like, you know what? You're all having sandwiches for dinner. Mama's going to the gym. I did that one time when we were in Michigan. You would have thought that I like just pulled a grenade and threw it in the kitchen and everyone was like, oh my God. My dad was like, does your mom do this a lot? I'm like, Dad, you know I do. Shut up. You know what I do. You know who I am. You know what I've created. My kids aren't going to die if they eat sandwiches tonight, Dad. My point of bringing all that up is you're breaking generational habits and routine and norms and stuff, you guys. Just being here, you're making a change. Altering your path in your universe. Havana, a few years ago, when we'd go to the gym, it was like I was dragging like this dead horse, you know, and she would screw off. And I'm like, now you're interrupting with me and my time? Never again. And it took me a good couple years for her to wake up, be serious, see how important this was for me, like, you know, all of it. So I get that. You keep holding your stuff sacred. It's okay she doesn't go with you right now. It's okay. Maybe later. It's okay. You need to get what you can get out of the time that you have available to you. Value yourself this month. V. Value. Valentine's, sure, but this month is the V for value. Okay, let's talk challenge really quick. What is your goal this month? To get every freaking workout done on that calendar. The walks, the runs, then do the squats, and then we're going to add everything in every day. Plus your workouts on your app. You're going to learn how to do extra. You're going to work together as a team. When you don't feel like it, you tell your team. When you're like, oh my God, that killed me, I only got this many, you tell your team. You push, you encourage, you go. You work together. I want your teams to get as many points as you can. Simple, 10 points. Boom. You did your cardio, 10 points. When we get to the weeks where there's squats and push-ups, 10 points, 10 points. You did all your squats, 10 points. You did all your push-ups, 10 points. Every exercise, 10 points. When you do your self-love, for the week, because there's 4 weeks, you and your team got to figure out, what are we going to do? We're all going to get our nails done or sit and do our, or just soak them in hot water if you don't have money to do it. Like, whatever. You guys decide. Try and make it as similar as possible. Massage. Body week. Hey, we're all going to get a massage, or we're all going to talk our husbands into giving us one, or we're going to sit down and make the kids rub us for 20 minutes. Like, I don't know, or you're going to go get a professional one, or you have gifts to be getting used, whatever. Come up with things together. Start discussing it now in your teams. Like, hey, what do we want to map this out? Okay. There's 4. Do one for the week. Just one. You don't have to do a self-love thing every single day if you don't want to. Come up with it. Maybe you and your team are like, hey, for week one, all week, let's read 10 minutes by ourselves before we go to bed. We'll give you suggestions. We'll help you with this. We were even talking about like points for orgasms. Sean heard me and he like turned around and walked out. He's like, oh no, I'm out. Why not? Take all this in. Sorry it was long. I'm going to the gym now. I'm done procrastinating. I'm going to go kill my workout and I'll see you guys all later.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.